Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Bezelis on a clear out, triple drive, left to right, and a two-handed reverse dunk. Bezelis with a slam. To pass in front, Bezelis left wing, Isle for three. Yes! Isle for three in the near corner with a right corner splash.
Isle coming up big time from behind the three-point line.
Ball game over. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win. 3-0 for the first time since 2021.
That's right. The Bulls are 3-0. That was Chuck Swirsky and Bill Weddington on the call on 670 The Score right here. This is Raheemi Harris and Grody. And yes, the Bulls have not only slayed one, not two, but three dragons in that schedule that they have to start the season. That is tough. Taking down the Atlanta Hawks by a final of 128-123. And this was a game where I got to admit, the Hawks lead convinced me. They were up by as many as 13, but the Bulls kept chipping away and chipping away. Then they get that 41-point third quarter, and that's why we're here talking about a 3-0 Bulls team. It's nice that we have this. Not that it's our only hope from Star Wars, but at least that we have this to hold on to right now.
It's the way you said it's nice that we have this. Like, it's the one thing we can cherish and keep and clutch on to.
Hold on tightly.
Yes.
I did make a clutching motion. not clutching my pearls, but clutching this asset that is the 3-0 Bulls.
Pretty pathetic, actually, Layla, to think about that. Your security blanket is a 3-0 Chicago Bulls team.
Just wait until Zach Collins gets back.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Then we're cooking.
But let me tell you something. This is remarkable. It's remarkable. She said Zach Collins and not Coby White, by the way. But both those guys.
Because of the defense. Then you're, yes, Coby, of course, will get back. I'm not worried. Coby's a part of my life. But like figuring out how these new-ish players, you know, since the trade deadline, the Zach Collins, the Kevin Herters, if you will, figuring out how they fold into this run everybody all the time, Billy Donovan pace, it's all been an experience for me.
Let's start with Zach why Collins. this 3-0 start is so much fun. Okay, they're 3-0. What did you whisper again?
Take the North.
And,
Zach Collins.
TTN? Zach okay. Collins. TTN. Kevin Herter did have 15 points too.
Kevin Herter was on one. Man.
Inside outside game, the whole thing.
He got fouled. He didn't carry. Had the stank face.
So Kevin Herter.
The remarkable thing about Kevin Herter's 15 points is he only hit one of three threes. You thought he was a 3-point specialist. He's much more than that. And Billy Donovan was trying to tell us this last season after the trade that brought him into the fold, along with players such as Trey Jones, the aforementioned
Who?
Nick Collins. No, but look. Listen,
Trey Jones.
That's my guy.
Jones.
Trey Jones has been a revelation. 14, 7, and 9 assists. They had 33 assists as a team. Here's the couple of things I want you to take from this game. 8 different players in double figures after having 7 different players in double figures in game 2 and having 6 different players in double figures in game one. One, Isaac Okoro finally scored.
Yeah,
let's give it up for Isaac Okoro. He scored
10 points.
Hey, I don't need him to score. I need him to do what he's doing.
I know
doing.
You don't need him to score.
But I need somebody to play defense.
They were laughing at his scoring last night.
Well, that's the thing. Isaac
Mark
Okoro's
was watching
out here.
From David Hochberg's
That's right. I came home with hot dogs.
And so the other thing I want you guys to take away from this is, coming into this game, or actually, sorry, after three games, I know it's a small sample size, the Bulls have a 104.4 defensive rating.
What?
That is the biggest change from this to what we saw last season.
Wow.
The acclimation to Billy Donovan's style of play and what they're trying to do. Only team with a 104.4 defensive rating other than them. The Oklahoma City Thunder.
When you said
the
that,
Oklahoma
I lost
City Thunder.
It.
You didn't even know they were that good on defense, did you?
I absolutely lost it.
So they're playing at this super fast pace, but the defense is holding up because of the depth of the players that they're using in these games. But Mark, I want to hear more about actually being at the game because I was on my couch.
Do you know who number three is in the defensive ratings?
Who's that?
That kind of lets you know. It's the Spurs.
Yes. So they have a better defensive rating than
That's
a guy.
That's the best news I've heard all week.
And Wimby, who's going around just blocking everything like it's his job. Oh, wait, it is his job.
And maybe I'm guessing Robbie noticed this. I'm sure he did. But I did go to the game last night. I will say guilty. We left after three quarters.
Here you go.
We left after three quarters because I was with my buddy Dan Levy, and he was with his 11-year-old. It's a school night. So we left, and we got to listen to Chuck and Bill and Alyssa on the drive home. And I did notice that Chuck Swirsky gave Josh Giddey his onions. I don't know if that's the first time he has given Giddey his onions since he's been here, but I think it's a fairly significant moment.
Onions,
his parents
baby
did
onion.
That.
Yes, his parents did that. He hits the three with 1:05 left to make it 126-120. The Gid Man had 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists last night.
As the leader of the Josh Woody bandwagon, I do not welcome the Gid Man.
It's a working title.
That has been much like a... much like
the Gid Man.
Here's the problem. Yeah. Giddey is such a catchy name by itself.
It doesn't need anything.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Even in hockey, where you nickname everything, it's like Gidster. Like, where does it go from there? You know, Giddey's already nicknamed dish.
Right.
Do you guys know who led the team in scoring last night? The Bulls.
The Gid Man.
No, it was Io Dosunmu. That's
okay.
A third different leading score in as many games.
21 points. Yep, there
Not
it is.
Not only is that an indication of this functioning offense being healthy, that's an indication of your bench working in a proper manner. Like, I had 27 minutes off of the bench, too, so nobody's getting super exhausted. Vooch had 34 minutes, by the way. It was the old man with the most minutes on the team, which is also impressive. But that's it. When you look at the box score, it's well balanced. It's like a piece of Wagyu beef that's like marbled throughout. Everybody has a little something, you know. Everybody, Io's got minutes. He's got points too. Well, Vooch had minutes, but look at his assist number. Yeah, everybody has a nice little. Vooch also had 17 rebounds, by the way.
Yeah.
Everybody has a little something they can hang their hat on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
53 points by the bench was telling, and that's going to be a thing. I think they're going to be one of the highest scoring, if not the highest scoring bench in all of basketball. And imagine what happens when Coby White and Zach Collins comes back, when the two of them come back. But the other thing is, you look at the plus minus, Io, plus 12. Do you know how much money Io is going to make for his next contract?
You know what?
With this
good
consistent play.
Let's be on team make Io money. Look how it worked for us and Giddy. We kept talking about how much money Giddy was going to make last year. It worked.
Yes, 18, 13, and 5 for Giddy. You mentioned Vooch, 17, 17, and 9. He was one assist away from a triple-double.
There it is.
How about Patrick Williams, too? Not that he had like a gaudy game last night.
He deserves flowers for yesterday.
He deserves some flowers. Just three games. Boy, we're doing the disclaimer for the Bulls now. But Patrick Williams imposing his will a little bit more this year is what I'll say. Playing with a little bit of flair, a little bit of emotion. In the second quarter, he was doing that where he was backing his guy down. You saw him pumping his fist. Like, I like that side of Patrick Williams. Showing, like, literally signs of life from Patrick Williams. It's nice to see.
Patrick Williams is not going to give you like a stank face. He's not going to be super animated.
He's not, but he has been.
But he can be a quiet concentration of skill and anger.
I think I've seen more of it like that I can remember this year already than any emotion that he showed last year.
Let's listen to, who do we want to hear from? I think Io, right?
Yeah, I think Io.
All right. We've got multiple pieces of audio that we want to play, but the most important to us is hearing from Io DeSumo talk about this team and how it's leading to the success so far.
I wouldn't lie to you. It felt special just, you know, going to dinners. I think this group by far is probably the closest group in terms of that, like being together, joking around. Like, you know how sometimes, I don't know if you know, but if you're around some teams where it might have been forced in terms of the way we clicked as fast, but I think this group, like, we can go on a bus ride and we laughing, we talking about the NBA. You know, it's more of a brotherhood. We're able to relate to each other more, I would say. And so I can't really determine how quick it would happen in terms of the success rate. But I definitely know since we started this thing, since we went and been together this offseason, I knew that it was something special.
Listen, I think what he's talking about, there's some layers to that. Because of the fact that Io's obviously been with this team his whole career, and he's seen guys come and go, and he saw the addition of the guys last year. And remember, he missed the last 22 games last season. The Bulls went 15-7 without Io DeSumo. But I think he saw the progress of a Josh Giddey that had to kind of find his way while Zach LaVine was still on the team and before he got traded away, to a guy who, after the All-Star break, nearly averaged a triple-double. And now all those parts are coming together, and where you're worried, oh, well, when Coby comes back, how is this going to... No, it's not like Coby wasn't also passing the ball and getting a better shot. That's what this offense looks like right now.
I also want to point out the defensive effort that was made, because we mentioned the Bulls' 41-point quarter. Hawks come out, score 35 in the first frame, and the Bulls then hold them just enough, 23. They outscore them 30-23 in that second quarter. And that's how they were able to chip away at that Atlanta lead. This isn't just an offensive team like we've seen. This credit to Drew Stevens of the Bigs. He does a great job, of course, covering the Bulls. Cade Cunningham, Paolo Banchero, and Trae Young combined to shoot 22 for 67 from the field and 3 of 23 against the Bulls. That is how you not only chip away at a lead, you get stops, and you're able to swing the game in your favor. Yesterday, Trae Young, 7 for 22, 1 for 10 from 3.
How about Vooch, too? Like, I know he's never going to be the greatest man defender in the world, but breaking up passes twice to start the break, once in the third, and that it's steal late in the game where I believe it was Herter he got it to, who puts in the easy bucket. So it's good to see those active 35-year-old hands from Nikola Vucevic acting like he's 25 again.
Now, Vooch is, he's put together, I think, a very good stretch of basketball going back to even the season before last, where you could really see his footwork playing into favor, you know, just him scoring more, them trying to run stuff through the post more. Like last season, I think it was a really good year for him, especially the first half of the season. But credit to Vooch where it's due, man. He's I see why he's still on the team in the way he is.
I have a question for you, Layla. All these years later, you and Dan Bernstein were the ones to react the day that Nikola Vucevic and you guys went crazy. Has he lived up to the reaction that you guys had when the man was signed? Has he been disappointing on the overall?
Well, he was, what, a two-time All-Star at that point?
Yeah, from the Magic, yeah.
You would have liked
he was
to,
a stud.
Yeah, you would like to have seen him get at least another All-Star.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably an examination for a deeper dive. The problem is the center is also the function of the team. You know, and that team is so different now. You remember that's when they decided to go for it. That was a Bulls team where we talked about at some points betting on them to be the Eastern Conference winner, you know, or at least finish the regular season at the top of the Eastern Conference. There was a lot riding on that season as a whole. They've changed pace since then. Yep. And frankly, the league is different. You know, we talk about the CBA and the aprons. They do matter in all of this discussion. You can't trade for people like that like you used to.
With Vooch specifically, I've watched his game, and I didn't like him as a fit, but that was because he was playing alongside DeMar and Zach LaVine, and without Mr. Ball, Lonzo Ball.
Yeah,
and
there
so
wasn't
that changed
ball,
everything.
Yeah.
It did. You're right.
At that point, it wasn't as much a function through him as it was around, and that's what made it hard to visualize as well. Coming up next, it is halftime. And these two helped me celebrate my 10-year anniversary in Chicago, covering Chicago sports yesterday. Well, I got a little something off the old Amazon for one Mark Grody.
What?
Yep, we'll do that next.
What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.